Hello everyone. Matthew and I will continue with our news stories on this second part of Chatterbox. Supporters attend a pro-Palestinian rally outside City Hall. A couple's epic cycling trip ends in front of the city's spire. And a fast food attacker is banned from all 500 branches of Burger King.
A vigil organised by the Norwich Palestine Solidarity Campaign was held outside Norwich City Hall. The group described itself as a local organisation of people of all ages, which is guided by its dedication to the principles of peace, equality and justice. The event came after thousands of people gathered for pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the UK. A demonstration in London attracted a crowd of thousands, with rallies also held in Manchester, Edinburgh and other parts of the UK. It comes as Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza after Israel's military told them to evacuate ahead of an expected ground invasion. The UN, human rights groups and others have been among those expressing deep concern about the impact of Israeli action on civilians as the death toll continues to grow amid airstrikes and a siege on the territory.
More road closures are planned while work is underway to transform a city bus depot. The works will be ongoing until December on the road surrounding Roundtree Way bus depot. UK Power Networks is in the process of installing new underground cables and equipment in order to allow the depot to power fully electric buses. This will allow First Bus to run 70 new electric buses in Norwich by the end of March 2024. Roundtree Way has been closed since September and will remain so until October the 27th. Heartsease Lane will be closed to December the 8th and Mousehold Lane will be closed from October the 23rd to November the 2nd. Salhouse Road will also be shut for a week from November the 1st to November the 8th. Councillor Graham Plant, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "We understand how frustrating disruption caused by roadworks can be, especially for those living or working in the immediate area. This work paves the way for us to become home to one of only three all-electric fleet depots in the UK outside London and is an amazing boost to our ambitions to run a net zero transport system in Norfolk."
After just shy of 20 weeks, over 3,000 miles cycled, including climbing the height of Everest uphill three times, an epic cycle tour of the country's cathedrals has come to an end right here in Norfolk. John and Linda Reed from Norwich completed their incredible adventure at Norwich Cathedral after setting out on Tilly the Tandem from Ipswich on May the 31st. They've cycled 3,013 miles to every Anglican cathedral in England and Episcopalian cathedral in Scotland. With their arrival in Norwich, the couple, who are both in their 60s, will have visited 52 cathedrals, suffered from two punctures, a broken frame, a broken pannier rack, a split tyre and a snapped tent pole, fallen in the Grand Union Canal and got stuck in numerous muddy tracks. When the pair arrived at Norwich Cathedral, they were met by the sacrist as the final stamp was placed into their passports. They have also updated people with every stop on their journey with their blog posts.
Cancer charity Little Lifts is piloting a new surgery box service for breast cancer patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The boxes include a range of items to support people about to undergo lumpectomy and mastectomy surgery at the hospital. Items in the boxes have been chosen to offer practical and emotional support, including a gentle body wash, a flannel to support strip washing, and a reusable straw to support hydration. They will initially go out to 600 patients at the hospital in the pilot being carried out in response to the feedback from the charity's beneficiaries and hospital partners before being made available for the patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital from October the 25th. Little Lifts plans to roll out the surgery box to breast cancer patients across each of their hospital partnerships, alongside their currently available chemotherapy box and the radiotherapy box by 2025, subject to funding. The charity has also set up the Little Kindness Fund in response to the pandemic so that anyone living in the UK going through radiotherapy or chemotherapy treatment for breast cancer can apply for a Little Lifts box free of charge via the charity's website. That's littlelifts.org.uk. Little Lifts hopes the surgery box can also be offered to patients via this fund, which receives over 100 applications per week in the future.
A man has been banned from every branch of Burger King after an attack on staff in Norwich. Ben Perry, who's 27, had to be sedated after he fought against being arrested at the fast food chain's branch on Brigg Street. Norwich Magistrates Court was told he had poured a drink over the manager's head, verbally threatened staff, and jumped on the counter during the prolonged incident. Sally Harris, prosecuting, said he had been drunk when he entered the takeaway restaurant. After confusion over whether he had placed an order, he had become abusive, swearing at customers and violently threatening staff, she said. After being asked to leave, he refused, instead confronting the manager before throwing drink over him. Police were called when he attempted to push over tills and throw items, the court was told. His violent efforts to resist arrest saw him put in a spitting hood before paramedics were forced to sedate him. Magistrates imposed a bail condition banning him from all the more than 500 branches of Burger King in the UK. He will be sentenced on November the 29th.
A city pub has closed its doors due to financial pressures. The Angel Gardens in Angel Road is now closed, but there are hopes of transforming the venue into a restaurant and bistro in the new year. Spencer Gray, owner of the pub, said, "Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of our older regulars over the last few years, and the business is no longer feasible as we are. We're hoping to turn it into more of a destination fit for the modern generation." Mr. Gray has been in charge of the pub for the last 2 years and said that the cost of utilities and the day-to-day running of the venue has significantly risen in that time. He hopes that introducing a food menu and transforming the business model from a daytime pub to more of an evening attraction will help bring customers back in. He added, "A lot of people haven't got the money to go out at the moment. It's hard. Hopefully, we will be back by next spring."